President Robert Mugabe announced the death of one of his deputies, John Landankomo, at a press conference at State House earlier today.
We have lost our Vice President, John Landankomo. He was suffering for a long time from cancer, and all of a sudden now we heard his situation had become worse, deteriorated from yesterday when he was taken to St. Anne's Hospital and he passed on there, I think sometimes later this morning. So I would want to express on behalf of government and on behalf of our party, ZANU-PF, on my own behalf, on behalf of the cabinet, our sincerest condolences to his family, to his dear old mother, to his relatives, and to all his friends.
The deceased brother and family spokesman, Water Resources Minister Samuel Sipepa Nkomo, said his family was saddened by the death of the vice president at the age of 78.
Yes, I can confirm that the giant has fallen. Vice President Nkomo of the Republic of Zimbabwe passed away at 11 a.m. At St. Anne's Hospital in Harare.
Minister Nkomo said the deputy president was admitted at St. Anne's Hospital last night after experiencing breathing problems. Doctors declared the vice president dead at 11 o'clock today. Vice President John Nkomo is the fourth deputy head of state to die in office due to poor health. The others were Joshua Nkomo, Simon Muzenda, and Joseph Musika. Minister Nkomo said relatives will gather in Harare tomorrow evening to discuss burial arrangements. Planning will be done in consultation with government because the deceased was a member of the executive. The late vice president was born on August 22, 1934, and was a member of the African National Congress in 1958 and 1959. In 1960, he joined the National Democratic Party, and in 1961, when the Zimbabwe Africa People's Union, or ZAPU, was founded, he joined that party. Like many freedom fighters at the time, he was arrested and detained, spending 1966 to 1968 at Gonakudzingwa Prison. In 1971, he joined the African National Council and became the Deputy Secretary General. He went to Switzerland for liberation talks, dubbed the Geneva Conference, in 1976. Mr. Nkomo was then injured in a parcel bomb attack that killed Liberation War hero Jason Ziapapa Moyo in Zambia in 1977. After Zimbabwean independence in 1980, John Nkomo went on to serve in a number of senior positions. He was the legislator for Matabeleland North between 1980 and 1985. In 1981, he was appointed Deputy Minister of Industry and Energy before becoming the Minister of State in the Prime Minister's office, responsible for the Deputy Premier between 1982 and 1984. From 1985 to 1990, Mr. Nkomo was the Member of Parliament for Chololo Constituency. Then between 1990 and 1995, he again represented Bulawayo North as a Member of Parliament. From 1988 to 1995, he served as the Minister of Labour, Manpower Planning and Social Welfare. In 1995, he was re-elected to represent Bulawayo North in the Augusta House, and he was appointed Minister of Local Government and Road Development. In 1997, he was appointed to the renamed Ministry of Local Government and National Housing, before becoming the Minister of Home Affairs in 2000. In 2002, he was appointed the Minister of State in the President's office, responsible for special affairs, and was Speaker of Parliament between 2005 and 2008. Following the disputed 2008 elections, Mr. Nkomo was appointed to the post of Minister of State in the President's office, responsible for national healing, reconciliation and integration, and also became the Vice President in the same year, a position he held until his death today. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.